Backseat Box Office, episode number 117 for the weekend of December 14th through December 16th, 2012.
Hey, this is Scott.
And this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and this is Backseat Box Office. And Lena, where are my show notes for the last book club?
In my head.
Good going.
Safe and secure.
All of you know who to ask when you wonder what the show notes are.
I'm usually very good at this, but I keep forgetting to put it on my schedule. I have like a big spreadsheet schedule.
You're unemployed. Yeah. What do you have to schedule? Nap time?
No, that just comes with the day, but just all the little things that pop up in a day. You know.
So nap time.
Yeah. I love my naps. Naps are important.
They do help you when you late night podcast because you have West Coast hosts.
Well, for now, I have no job, so it doesn't make a difference, but... Well, no, what I used to do, like when I was listening in to BSP and then back to Box Office right after that, I used to take a nap after dinner and then wake up like a half hour before Backseat Producer started and stay up late.
Sounds like Scott needs a nap right now.
Scott always likes naps, but he does not sleep ever. This is what gives me my powers to write.
I told you to nag me, so thank you.
There we go.
I'm actually writing it. I'm writing it down on the page where the movie picks are, which means I'll see it tomorrow when I edit the show.
Okay, so do we have any actual business for this show?
Yes, I can tell everyone how the weekend went.
Okay, do that.
Skyfall, yay, rose to number one, taking in $10.8 million. Rise of the Guardians came in at number two with $10.4 million. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, yay, fell to number 3 with $9.2 million. Yay again! Lincoln came in at number 4, actually held at number 4, $8.9 million. Life of Pi held at number 5 with $8.3 million. And I'll throw in Playing for Keeps since that was the only one that came out last week. That came in at number 6 with $5.8 million. And as far as movie picking, that's about as far as I had to go with everybody, which was not too bad. Movie pickings last week weren't horrible.
No, it was horrible.
It wasn't that bad. There have been horribler weeks. I didn't open up the spreadsheet. Oh, Lena. Where is it? Oh, I have to go first this week, don't I?
Yes, you do.
You know, I have my pick, so that's...
That's good.
In that case, I'll start off by saying how I did last week. I did get the first one wrong. I thought, even though I didn't want it to be, but I thought Breaking Dawn would ride number one for one more week. I'm glad it didn't, but it cost me 4 points. I got Rise of the Guardians correct at number two. I put Skyfall at number three, and that was at number one. And I did get Lincoln and Life of Pi correct, so I ended up with 19 points for the week, which was not horrible.
All right. So I had 17 points, which is edging closer to horrible. And it all stems from my ability to underestimate children's movies and overestimate quirky religious parables.
In a nutshell.
That's what it comes down to, is that I put Life of Pi higher. I figured it might hold out, you know, more theaters than other things. But then Rise of the Guardians continued to be all like, we have an Australian Easter Bunny, and we're going to beat up the Boogeyman.
I do kind of want to see that, but...
Well, apparently it's based on a bunch of, like, a series of children's novels about public domain characters. Like, right now, it's doing, like, origin stories for all these badass public domain characters, with the build-up being towards, basically, this movie.
Interesting.
and I'm sure pretty much every movie studio on the planet, like, slapped their faces when they realized they could have made this, you know, 4 years ago.
Well, as far as movies that are out now, the only one I'm probably still going to see this maybe on Sunday is I may go see Life of Pi. And there'll be another movie I'm going to see, but I'll talk about that later.
After our good friend Jeff goes.
Exactly.
All right. So I had Breaking Dawn 2 at number 1, Lincoln at 2, Rise of the Guardians at 3, Skyfall at 4, and Life of Pi at 5. Life of Pi being the only one that I picked correctly. Is almost like last week where I had every movie in different spots. But as I had Skyfall at 4, I ended up losing 6 points.
Welcome to the winter season where everything is crazy and weird.
Well, and, you know, number one movie doing $11 million, that wasn't great anyways.
Yeah.
So
Just wait until we're in full-on Oscar territory.
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing better then, or are we going to be sucking even more?
It depends on how well my usual methods hold.
You have method?
Yes, it's this complex comparison. It's a web of comparisons to previous movies.
Oh, that's right, I remember.
And then sometimes I just cast runes. I'm not gonna lie.
I need to find BD.
The runes don't do me so well, so I may do I Ching readings from here on out. If it works for Philip K. Dick, it can work for me.
I need getting back to all the blind ditto stuff from the past. One of these days, I'm going to blind ditto BD, which will be like a day or two before he even makes picks.
Yep.
Of course, I'll do that the week he makes no picks at all, and then I'll be screwed.
Yep.
That's okay. It's part of the fun.
All right, so we have a new movie out this week. Just one. And it is The Hobbit, Part the First, An Unexpected Journey. And summary is as follows. In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, there's a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, lives in a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him, Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Oh my God.
And that's all you get of the song, because it's just part one of three. So tune in next year when I get to the second verse.
When I edit this show,
yeah,
I kind of want to put that in like 5 or 6 times.
We can only get away with it without it once before I assume Universal Music sues the pants off us.
Maybe I'll forego the outro music and just throw that one in again a second time.
Yeah. See, this one's gonna haunt me, I think.
Oh, did you? You didn't? You sang the song, but no one's actually discussed the movie yet.
Yeah, no, it's Peter Jackson doing more Tolkien. I mean, New Zealand is pretty.
It is, from what I've seen. At least from Lord of the Rings, it looked pretty.
Yeah, there are like lots of dwarves. I want to see it.
Oh, I'm gonna go see it Friday at 11 a.m. Yay!
I might have to wait a week.
That's just not allowed.
Because of other movies, or because of crowd control?
Just because.
So, Scott, how much do you think it's going to make?
About this, whatever Two Towers made. That's my bet. Two Towers money.
Let's see.
Maybe high 40s.
Opening weekend was $62 million.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that I know how to look that up, thank you, Jeff.
Oh. Speaking of, I actually have to go buy the soundtrack for this, which will mark the first time I think the first time I've bought a CD since the last Lord of the Rings soundtrack came out.
Now, I was looking at the Hobbit soundtrack, and I noticed that it's two-disc.
Yep.
Two-disc soundtrack. Is that because of all... I mean, is there a lot of dwarven singing in The Hobbit?
I believe... Well, see, The Hobbit has more singing than even Fellowship of the Rings. And I think because they've got three movies to play with, they're going to keep most of it in. So, yeah, I think there's a full dwarf choir on this.
Because I don't... I think for Lord of the Rings movies, they were all one disc. I don't think they had a two disc.
There was, for all of them, there was a one disc and a two disc version.
Oh. Okay.
The two disc versions had cooler cover art.
The Fellowship had an opening weekend of $47 million. You think it'll be better or worse than that?
I think it's probably. I'm actually going to peg it at like 55.
Gonna jot that down just to see how it goes.
This is the side bet, people. Feel free to pitch. Feel free to join in.
So yeah, I'm gonna. I would say 80. There's absolutely nothing coming out.
This is true. Okay, so I'll go.
There's save the date. Which is not doing well on Rotten Tomatoes, but it has Alison Brie.
Who is she? That name's familiar.
She's Annie from Community.
Ah, okay.
See, and I would take an opportunity to stare at her for a couple of hours.
You said $80 million, Jeff?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with $70 million. I will play any damn game there is. Oh, look, my Skype just popped up, and because it's just past midnight, and said it's my mom's birthday. So, let's see, I'm going to make her listen to the show so I can say happy birthday, Mom! She's 67! Because that's how I roll. But she's in Italy, so. I made her, I think I forced her to listen to one show. She won't listen to any more. She's bored, she doesn't understand it, blah, blah, blah.
Alright. So, those are our movies for the week. I do believe you have to pick first, Lena.
I do, and I actually have some stuff written down. I think I finalized them an hour-ish ago, and I'm just going to stick with it. I am, not surprisingly, putting The Hobbit at number one. I don't know anyone who's not going to. Rise of the Guardians at number 2, Skyfall at 3, Life of Pi at 4, Breaking Dawn at 5. I don't like having to drop off Lincoln, but I didn't. Something had to drop, and I didn't know what. I would like Breaking Dawn to drop off, but I'm not sure if it will. Little sparkly damn vampires just seem to cling a little too much.
Yeah, but just think, after this we have The Fallout, and then about 8 different young adult book movie adaptations that are shot the exact same way Twilight is. We'll try and fill that void. I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what certain critical groups have to say about Mortal Instruments.
I've not heard of that.
It's about angels and stuff, and a bisexual love triangle.
Is that a book or a movie?
It is a series of books that is getting the movie thing.
Oh. That?
Either way, Riff Tracks. Keeping me happy.
Well, since I can't afford to buy any of them, I watch the little, like, the one-minute teasers they keep throwing out at me. And I'm happy with that. Although I did see that Netflix has Mystery Science Theater the movie, and I haven't seen that in a while. So I may watch that again just to put a smile back on my face.
Alright, so I guess I have to go next with my picks.
Indeed you do.
So I've got The Hobbit, Rise of the Guardians, Lincoln, Skyfall, and Stupid Fucking Vampires Part 17.
Skyfall, yeah.
I like your title better.
Yep. Don't tell me there's only 5 movies. I've watched them. It feels like 17. And you know what? I'm going to throw my indie pick right here.
Ooh, I forgot.
And say it's Hyde Park on Hudson.
I forgot mine. Any Day Now is my... that was the pick that I wrote down earlier. Jeff?
Okay, let's go with Hobbit number 1. I got Burned by Skyfall. So any movie that goes from 2 back to 1 probably has enough legs to stay at 2. I'm going to do Lincoln at 3, Rise of the Guardians at 4, and the stupid vampire movie at 5. And for my arthouse pick, I think I've outdone myself because last week I think it came in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Needs $700.
Oh, yeah, $796. Yeah, but Scott's was... Was it Scott?
No, I didn't pick one last time.
Okay.
So, I am... Oh. For my art house pick, I'm going to go with Save the Date.
Save the Date.
I'd want to go see it. Hoping Allison and Lizzie can raise my score a little bit.
Wait, Dame Edna is in The Hobbit?
Really?
Yes. I want to know who she is playing.
Goblin King.
I buy that.
That's pretty damn cool.
So yeah, so I'm looking at the page for Rotten Tomatoes as... So I see Lee Pace from...
Oh, look at that.
Pushing Daisies.
Yes.
Stephen Fry.
That's right. Benedict
Cumberbatch.
I don't know him.
You should.
Although that is a fantastic name.
And Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, whatever. I never liked her.
Oh, all right.
But that's okay. So who's Benedict Cumberbatch? Or what did he do before? Let's see. Oh, The Other Boleyn Girl, which I kind of saw. Did not see that. Oh, but he is going to be in Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah, nobody knows what character he plays in the next Star Trek. Scott, you have a guess?
Ugh. Well, the deep, cynical part of me says Khan.
No, there's a name written here, but...
Oh, yeah. No, they've given him a name.
But I just don't know who that is.
It's no one from, like, the lore, really, but I would not be surprised if that turned out to be an alias, and it's Khan.
He's a villain and a terrorist. He insists he's not Khan.
See, that's a suspiciously specific denial.
Well, if everyone's asking him if he's Khan, but he may be forced to say he's not Khan. Now, Jeff, last week you were saying, and I don't know if it was IMAX only, that there's going to be a trailer or a tease for Man of Steel and Star Trek. Is that just in the IMAX version?
I heard that the full trailer for Man of Steel will be before The Hobbit. I also heard that if you go to the 3D IMAX of The Hobbit, you're the first 9.5 minutes of Star Trek.
Now that's... I shall have to wait. Although I did see a pretty cool Man of Steel trailer on YouTube. Couple days ago. Looks cool to me.
About this week.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
As did the Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I should have to. Is that your semi background noise, Scott?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Because I can hear it. This is what the noise removal tool is for.
It's not hugely loud, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, you can still pull it. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a loss for words because I'm doing everything that I normally do.
See, well, actually, you might actually be doing something. Open up the little, like, the cell phone bars thing on Skype.
Yeah.
Okay, and go to microphone. Okay. Is the box marked automatically adjust microphone settings on?
Yes.
Turn that off.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, see, because that will blow out. If there's no noise, it will blow out very small noise.
Interesting.
These are the behind-the-scenes secrets you learned. Checking the box, how to uncheck boxes on Skype that ruin things.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go?
I had a question about The Hobbit.
Yes.
Scott, what expectations do you have for it to be a good movie for you?
See, this is the thing, is I am not... You know, I respect Professor Tolkien. I really do. And all of his assorted works, even the, you know, napkin notes that his son has tried to turn into whole novels. But the fact is, I am much more of a pulp fantasy kind of guy. So I really wasn't expecting a lot from the Lord of the Rings initially. And, you know, just was wowed by the visuals and the score, if nothing else. The fact that they had good actors and really well-shot films was, you know, almost icing at that point. But I think The Hobbit is... It's a much smaller story. Like, and it's so episodic, I'm like... I don't know what I want to see from this movie.
Yeah, I'm excited about seeing dwarves on film.
Yeah. And dwarves are awesome.
Doesn't take much.
They have beards and axes and beards, and they rule ass.
Just ass?
Everything to the ass.
There you go. And they make up words.
Yes. Meanwhile, elves suck.
Why?
They have tiny penises, even the women. They cause cancer. And they are ruled by witches and feast on the blood of dwarf babies.
Why are you hating on the elves? I don't understand that.
Because elves are symbolic of everything that is wrong with contemporary fantasy fiction.
These are good elves!
No, they are not good elves. They are better than me, elves. They will always be better than me.
And
they will take every opportunity to remind me of this. The uptight, long-eared twats. Also probably have 12 fingers.
We're probably talking more about more than Lord of the Rings, it sounds like.
Well, Lord of the Rings, they probably actually do have 12 fingers. So, other places, probably only 10.
Clearly something happened in your childhood that you haven't quite let go of yet.
So are we now into backseat therapists?
Yes. I'm about to show you on the doll where D&D supplements touched me.
It's rare for me to feel a little uncomfortable, but I'm not entirely sure where this conversation's going.
Scott wins, then.
I have won the game of uncomfortableness.
Now, is Lee Pace playing an elf? Because his name looks kind of elvishy.
I believe it's Tolkien. Tolkien preferred elfish with an F.
Elfish.
Yeah.
Thranduil.
That is pretty darn elf.
Yeah, I may not. Be...
Actually, yeah. He is the king of Mirkwood.
Okay then. I may
so
not.
Legolas's
be...
dad.
That explains why he's so good looking. See, I may only be fractionally as geeky as you guys, but I can figure little things out.
Well, keeping track of names in a Tolkien text is a pain in the butt. There might be three guys named Glorfindel. Maybe.
Lena, did you read the books before the movie? Before
no.
You saw them?
No. Should I? I have a day.
Just curious.
I actually have them somewhere. quite possibly still in a box.
No, because I saw the movies first, didn't read the books.
No, I do have the Hobbit books that I bought after seeing Lord of the Rings, but I never did read them. I also, to completely go off track, I've been told that Cloud Atlas is a very good book.
Well, I have an ebook copy now.
Of Cloud Atlas?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that may find its way onto the book club selection sheet.
Oh, that's another thing I gotta write down.
Well, don't worry about it until voting's done, which will be in like 2 months.
I know, but we need to narrow down that gigantic list.
Yeah, that's what the voting is for.
Oh, we're gonna let them vote off of everything?
Most of it. I'll vet out a few things like right off the bat, just because it's like, okay, that's not in print. This one is short stories and whatever bizarre random reasons I have to disqualify things.
The Scott rule.
And I also have random bizarre reasons to just slot things in without any democratic process.
Indeed you do. Ay, ay, ay. And I did, or I should, at some point in the next couple of days, Battle Royale should be coming to my door. That I bought with my free Barnes & Noble gift card. Yay!
There we go. That's what we got so far. Want to call it a night?
I think so. It's kind of a short and sweet one.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Well, it was only one movie, right?
This is true.
And it's not even like one of those cases where we can rewrite the movie because we think it sounds dumb. Because it's The Hobbit.
There's absolutely nothing to complain about. Only excitement and discussions of when we're each going to see it.
Yep.
When are you going to see it, Scott? You didn't say.
Probably Sunday.
Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay, I will edit this tomorrow, and I will do the Hogfather additional notes tomorrow. Shame on me.
Yes.
Hey, Lenny, you can do them when you want. That's fine.
Jeff likes me better than you. Jeff likes me better than you.
I'm not the boss.
I'm going to go with you like me better. Makes me happy. All right, let's wrap this puppy up then.
All right, catch you next week.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, there's a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, lives in a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.